Hello and welcome to Mint and Matara's summer special episode 20.
Oh my goodness, God.
Mint.
What?
Where are we?
It's so breezy here.
Oh my God. Is that a fresh coconut?
A fresh coconut? And look, you guys aren't even here. We have the wisps and the
Oh my God, you're watching us.
Oh my God.
Quick, let's kiss while they're watching.
What's on today's menu? Wow.
Oh, I can't read. Can you read? I'm having trouble reading. Okay. I think it's a long line with three dots and then another long line. And then a short line with five dots and then a long line.
SOS?
Morse code for SOS? Yeah, imagine it's like, help me, save me. They're suckling on my bones.
Yeah, who cares about reading anyway, right, guys?
Yeah.
I mean, look at, we have only five episodes left, but we finally, finally have a proper background if you're watching the video. If you're just listening to us, you probably didn't realize that we were working on a background set that was like handmade together. It was just...
Mm-hmm.
But now it's real. We're actually at the beach. Real.
Real and true. And look, even the buckets are together. That's so romantic. The wisp and the Momo is together. The buckets are together.
There's probably like
the chairs are together.
Dead bodies under there. We've covered their heads with
that
the buckets.
That we buried. Yeah, together.
We buried them together.
And they were roommates.
They were roommates.
God, so cute. I'm loving this. This is going to be a fun time.
Yeah. Today
is a very special episode.
Today we kept you waiting, huh?
Today is the Metal Gear episode. And so we're going to talk a little bit about stuff, I guess, without spoilers. But I will warn you, the bulk of this episode could be a big spoiler for Metal Gear.
It's going to be spoilers for Metal Gear Solid 1, 2, and a little bit of 3.
A little part of 3. But yeah, because that's what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
But I genuinely want to tell you, if you haven't played Metal Gear Solid and you're planning on it, to maybe re-listen to this episode. As much as I'm like, it's only going to spoil one or two games. Genuinely, I don't want that spoiled for you.
Right. Genuinely. Especially because I would say the second game is so influential, so crazy, so fun. Like you have to experience it.
You really do. Genuinely. Mm-hmm. We will warn you once the spoilers start coming on, but it's going to be a big yapping session about Metal Gear and just Woo-hoo! Kind of, you know, what's up with it and how come you love it so much and all that good stuff. And we might even talk about Metal Gear Convention.
Yes, MGS
Con. It's Metal Gear
Con.
Solid Convention. Sorry.
Yeah, MGS Con. I don't think they can technically call it Metal Gear Solid Convention.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Legally speaking.
Yes.
It's just MGS Con.
MGS Con, a convention, fan-run convention about Metal Gear Solid. So, yeah. I guess, I don't know. Metal Gear, I've been, for anybody who's like, you know, not aware of my brain rot, I am a very recent fan. I only got into it about 2 years ago. So
yeah, only two. Oh my goodness.
I know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe even a little less. Maybe it's like two or a year and a half or something. I don't know. But I'm a very, wow. No, 2 years. 2 years. Yeah, 2 years.
But you are so into it.
Oh my God. Ever since I played like the first game and I was like, oh, this is really, really way more intriguing. And then, we'll get more into it later. But then like, you know, the brain rot really hits by game two.
So tell me, okay. So you, just for everybody asking, she has played everything. She knows everything. You have so much merch.
I have not played everything.
Well, most of them. You have the machine. What is it? The pachinko machine.
Yeah.
You know every voice actor and what they're doing, all that stuff. I've only played 2.5 games, right?
You haven't even played half. You've played two and
two and a quarter games.
Two and a fifth of a game.
But what drew you to Metal Gear at the start? Was it like a viewer recommendation? Did you always want to play it?
So I don't, it's really weird because, you know, Metal Gear has blown up a lot in like recent years. And originally, I started with a revengeance.
Oh, no. Isn't that what you're not supposed to do?
Well, a lot of people like had told me that it's, and this is the truth. It is like its own, it is a standalone game. Like you can play it by itself, not knowing anything about Metal Gear.
Yeah.
You'll be a little confused, but like for the most part, it's just a hack and slash game and they reference some things. Like it's not super duper spoilery. And even like going, like thinking back on it now, like, nothing was spoiled for me that I, you know, would be like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have played Rising
first.
Oh,
yeah.
So it was fine. But
so you're not against people starting with that game?
No, but I wouldn't recommend it. But if you're wanting to go through the whole series, don't start with Rising. But if you're I want to play Rising because it looks fun and the music's awesome because it is, then.
Thought about how I got a twist at the beginning of Metal Gear Solid 2. And I wouldn't have gotten that twist if I played Rising first.
The twist?
Where I was like, what a cute girl.
Oh.
Just in the starter, remember?
Yes, how you called Raiden a girl. Yeah.
I was like, what a pretty girl.
I completely forgot about that. But yeah, I think you'll love the music in it too. Oh my God, it's so good. Oh, if only you were at MGS Con, you would have heard it. But actually, it's better that you weren't because you have to hear it in the game. The moment it strikes is just, oh my God.
I'm excited.
But I remember a friend just kind of being like, hey, you should play the Metal Gear Solid series because you've never played it before. And they kind of were just like, start with Rising. Like, I had heard about like the memes, ha ha ha. But when I played it, I basically played it simultaneously when Maxor released his video about it. And so the popularity like popped off at the same exact time. Like it was crazy because I was just like this new VTuber a VTuber playing this game that's still so new to me. It's so new to me. And I'm like, what is this series? What's going on? My first experiences with memes or DNA of the soul and that. And I was like, what is going on? And, you know, so it kind of, but at first I didn't think I was going to like the series at all. I thought Metal Gear was just stealth. I thought it was just action. I thought it was just going to be like
it's the stuff we are going to talk about as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what about you? What drew you to Metal Gear?
Honestly, I had a acquaintance, coworker, frenemy friend. And she was like, you need to play this. You're going to be obsessed. You don't understand. You need to play this. And the thing for me, what a freaky little stinky girl. And I kind of told her the same thing. I was like, listen, because I had been on Twitch for a long time and I have seen a little bit of that game. Yeah. And I always thought it was a stealth game with tanks and like an army game. And I thought, no, this is stealth with tanks and army.
Call of Duty or something.
I was not interested. And then my stinky poopy little small friend was like, sorry, I'm like adding adjective.
I know. I'm suddenly poopy. Where did that come from?
My stinky peepy freaky loser. We are recording this at like midnight for me, so I'm gonna be silly goofy.
Yes.
So one thing that you said that really kind of sold me was you actually used my own weaknesses against me. You said your favorite Batman movie was the Batman and Robin movie with Uma Thurman. You love camp. You love drama. Mm-hmm. You love theatrics. And you used that again. And you said, this is going to be that.
It is.
And I'd be honest, I didn't believe. I was like, how is it going to be drama? And like, how are you going to tell me that this is going to be camp? And it was so camp.
I know. It's so camp.
It feels like a teen drama.
The second one especially. Like, oh my God.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
I eat it up. I'm like.
Yum, 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 yum.
You know,
yum,
like
yum,
that TikTok series, the Who the F Did I Marry? Like, I feel like I'm listening to like one of those story times. Like when I'm playing it.
Oh my goodness.
So fun.
I love it. I love it so much. It's, I think you had really sold it to me when you said that it was going to be campy and just to, you know, really give it a try. And again, because we are close friends, I was like, okay, she's not going to just say that to me. Like, this is a big thing. And that's what drew me to it. It was honestly having you talk about it nonstop. I guess can we like go into, do you want to go into like our thoughts about kind of the, because before talking about the game, one thing I do want to say is I always have to say this thing, like when you're younger and you play games for the first time, you're more impressed.
Sure.
It's the same thing with anime. You're more impressed because, oh my God, I've never seen a, you know, when it's your first time encountering a phase two of a boss, it blows your mind, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, the brother was the villain all along, the bad guy, the mother was the evil villain, what? You know? But I'm saying all these things by accident, but then I'm like, wait a second.
You're just describing, this is not,
this is not Metal Gear. This is just plot points, you know?
Yeah, these are just plot points that like are, you know,
for like
twists.
Movies and stuff.
Oh, what a twist.
But the first time you see those twists, it blows your mind as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing was, because I played Metal Gear as a fully fledged grown adult, my tolerance for it was going to be higher, where I'm not going to be impressed by a little twist. I'm not going to be impressed by a little boss fight. Ooh, oh, this boss fight has something a little different. I was thoroughly impressed.
Thoroughly.
Thoroughly. I was thoroughly impressed in the boss variety, the storytelling, the story itself. It's crazy. I cannot still get over that.
I know.
And you have to remember that this game came out, like Metal Gear Solid 1 came out in the 1900s, right?
Right.
So it inspired the games that came after it. And I feel that even the games that it inspired did a less good job than the original.
Which is crazy. Like, another reason I wanted to play it, because I was like, I've been really wanting to get through a bunch of like influential games that I've, you know, have missed because I just, I don't know, never got around to playing them. And I was like, Metal Gear Solid, everybody knows like the alert sound, the whoom, you know, like everybody hears that and know, like is recognizes it. Maybe, I mean, it's kind of like popping off and in like regular videos now. I don't know if you've ever watched like a regular YouTube video.
On YouTube, it has been for a while. I never knew it was from Metal Gear.
Yeah, but you know the sound, you know? So it's just like, because it's like kind of like, I don't think the people using it know it's from Metal Gear either. I was watching a YouTuber the other day and they use like the alert theme, the doom, 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 doom. And I was like, what? Why are you using this?
What is going on?
Yeah. Like, it's not me that's brain rotted. It's the world.
I'm not the problem. You are the problem.
And then, like, you know, like how you were like, why are we here just to suffer? And I was like, that's Metal Gear. like what? Everybody knows Metal Gear means without even realizing that they're Metal Gear, and so it's just
they
kind of
don't
like,
even know.
Yeah, and so I really, you know, just wanted to play how and see how why it was so influential. And my God, like it, you know, it's not a perfect series, but to me, it's perfect because of that. Like everything just hits every beat that I love. Like you said, the boss variety, the storytelling, the voice acting, the characters, like everything is just so, it just hits every like little itch that I love. And am I ever going to find a series like this again that I'm like so enthralled with?
I also want to say, what I really love, okay, so I don't take things very seriously most right. of my life. And this game is the funniest thing. I remember when I played it, a few people would be like, you have to take this seriously. This is not a joke. But then the content is such a funny joke. And I was like, no. Again, I'm not judging. Everybody can consume content at their own rate, right. first of all. But as a streamer, sometimes there's this idea of like, you're not consuming this content the way I want you to consume it. But baby, like, how could I? Okay, there's one scene. This is a little bit of a spoiler where it's such a like serious.
What game is it?
Everybody's like, I think it's Metal Gear Solid 1.
Okay.
There's like a really big, serious discussion and conversation, and you're getting this deep lore. And then they show footage of the atomic bomb and like people in like 1960s lab coats. And it just, it took me out. You know, at first I was like really paying attention, but when that happened, it just reminded me I'm watching a silly little video game with silly little characters doing silly little campy, goofy stuff. They purposely use like the most black and white, the most like 1960s footage that they could find. It was so funny.
I think, you know, when you really think of the subject matter, it's about like politics and war like, you know, nuclear bombs. Like, that's all very serious material, obviously. But like, the game just presents it and like in a way that lightens the topic, I guess, you know? So it's like, you know, you have Liquid being like, oh, the super super baby method. Like, what are you talking about?
There's like, again, we can't really talk about, you know, we'll get into it more, but there's so many things that happen that you're like, oh, come on. That twist, really? I'm not even upset, but also like, come on, you guys.
Sometimes it's so funny because the twists of the game are like, boom, twist, boom, like right at one after another. And they're like, oh, by the way, I also did this thing. And I'm like, oh my God.
It feels like Yu-Gi-Oh. You've activated my trap card. Aha, you activating my trap card.
Yes, it's 100% like that. I can't. I'm such a fan. Like, I love that it's because like it doesn't feel like it takes itself too seriously either. And so it's just, it's all in good fun. I can make jokes about it and not feel like I'm talking so much about a super delicate topic, I guess, you know, because it's like, again, it's serious subject matter, but it's also like these characters are goofy as hell.
That's kind of what I like. This is why, you know, I understand that people take games very seriously. And I know some people don't like when the streamer's laughing too much or this and that. I get into trouble for this a lot. But to me, when I played it, my favorite part was how goofy it was. It is a goofy series. I don't care what anybody tells me. It is so goofy.
Sorry, I just hit my mic. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Editor, I'm gonna be sounding weird this time. By the way, I'm in a hotel, you guys. I'm in Japan recording this, so sorry if it sounds weird.
And I'm gonna
weird.
Go there and kiss you and give you COVID again.
No, I swear to God.
I swear to God,
I will strangle you with my ghostly hands.
Oh yeah, strangle me.
Oh yeah. Oh my God, strangle me.
No, it's just such like. I think it does it so well because this, okay, and again, we're talking about it being a goofy game, but there are some sad, hard-hitting times. And then right after, they do something goofy, and I'm
like,
fuck you. Fuck you, you guys. How could you? I am crying right now. How dare you add the goofiness right now? That is,
I know. Again, it just is such a good, like, amount of, you know, because the serious moments really make me care for the characters. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, I just love every single character minus one character.
Oh, do I know who?
No, you don't know him yet.
Okay, fine. Spoiler.
Oh my God.
Could you tell me your favorite character of the characters that I do know?
My favorite character of the characters that you do know is probably Young Ocelot.
Meow.
You love Raiden, though.
I do. You know already. He's my little himbo. He's my little guy. I love him so much.
He's such a whiny babe. Like, play it.
I love him. It's I'm fun. A whiny baby.
I love, you know, I'm replaying the games kind of for the second time, I guess. Like, you know, it's because I've played some of them before and it's not that I've skipped cutscenes, but like, I'll like play up until a certain point and then I stop and then I replay, you know, stuff like this. It's my first time like replaying the games. And really, you know, kind of, I don't want to say paying attention, but yeah. Paying attention. And
I have to talk about this. Go on.
But you're so
activating
funny.
My Shireen gun.
It's just so funny, like, listening to Raiden, you know, before, like, it was my first time meeting him, and now I'm listening to him again, and I'm like, this guy is so whiny.
I love him.
Stupid.
My annoying king.
I know.
I love my men a little annoying. I just have to say that. I love that.
But it's really funny. Okay. Have you ever heard the Japanese dub for Raiden?
No. How bad is it?
In Japan, they think he is so cool. Because
his voice in Japanese is so deep, and he's like, oh, this is Raiden, blah, blah, blah.
In English, he's like, this is Raiden. Rose, can you stop calling me? Like, it's so...
Okay. I have to speak about this.
Okay.
This is a first world streamer problem. I agree. And I know that being a streamer comes with so many privileges and benefits. I get it. Disclaimer out of the way. Sometimes when a big cutscene happens,
yeah,
and I'm listening, I'm paying attention, I'm looking, and somebody goes, by the way, Matara, make sure you pay attention. This is really important. I know, buddy. The whole game's important. The whole game can have things where I need to pay attention at every single time. And then I have another pet peeve when people go, oh, weren't you paying attention? They talked about this. Baby, yes, they talked about this 12 hours ago.
I
was playing this 12 hours ago at the beginning of the stream before they lore dumped everything.
Exactly.
And I got introduced to 15 characters, 12 of whom died, 13 of who are like, I paid attention. I did my best.
Yeah. Metal Gear is so bad for that. Even it is so, because
and I know that I'm so first world. I know people listening are going to be like, just don't stream it. No, of course I'm going to stream it. It's so much fun. But
I think what has helped is, like, you know, doing recaps at the end and beginning of every stream. That always helps for anyone also who's kind of like, how do you deal with that, like, if it's a really lore heavy game, kind of doing, you know, it helps you like kind of connect things, and also helps the audience like recap what's going on. But Metal Gear is so egregious for this, because it's just like, they do lore dump and there's a bajillion names. So I'm like, I'm like, who is Donald Anderson again? I'm like, and then it's all the
George
military
Spears?
Speak. It's like, it's so much that they're like, sometimes they'll refer to a person as the DARPA chief, and sometimes they'll refer to them as their name. And what's the Patriots, and what's Lali Lule Lo? What's the difference? You know, like, there are some things that I'm like, this series is meant to be played multiple times, because
you're
just not gonna catch
it
all.
I love that. I think that is so good. And again, another thing that the series does so well, which is why it does, like, a little bit when people are like, oh, pay attention. Like, for example, there's this one guy that has a little potty problem in one of the games.
Yes.
And then you just see him as a little kind of Easter egg. But then immediately when I first played, people are like, oh, by the way, he's gonna be an Easter egg in every single game. And it's like, come on, let me figure it out.
Say that.
I know. Let me figure it out.
Yeah.
Let me figure it out, you know?
There are some things that I appreciate when chat backseats. I say backseating, but like, especially, like, I know this one annoyed you, but when, like, MGS2 with the directional mic, that is stuff that
what is the directional mic?
Remember when you go up to Ames and you're like, you must be Ames. And then you're listening, the guy with the pacemaker who's going to tell you where the president is.
And then
you're listening to Solidus. And if you pan over, you can hear the guy who you mentioned going to the bathroom.
In the bathroom. That was funny.
But, you know, there's little things like that that, you know, if chat didn't tell me, I never would have known it was there. So I get it. People just get very excited about Easter eggs. Like, crazy excited. But okay, I want to ask you something because
yes,
you know, we're kind of going over some stuff. You played mm-hmm. 1, 2 and like a fifth of three.
Well, I played 1, 2 and basically the starter of
she
three.
Played,
yeah, I got to
for
I
anyone,
got to meeting young Ocelot.
To anyone wondering where she left off on three, she made it through
lady.
Virtuous mission. She is starting Snake Eater.
No, the sexy lady that unzipped.
Oh, wait, you got to
Yeah. She unzipped. And then I was like, whoa, mommy.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to see, I basically went into that building, saved the guy. Young Sokolov. Ocelot came up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, young Ocelot came out. And then the lady came on her bike, I think. And then she unzipped and then she left. And I was like,
But
that's where I ended.
Hold on. Now I'm like, wait. Because you, so...
I ate the alligator butts.
Wait, so then did you? No, because you.
Oh no,
you okay. Meet Eva after you come back, and the boss is just like, you shouldn't be back here again, right?
Yeah. Also, okay, we forgot to say spoiler, but.
Sorry.
We did.
It's early game. It's fine.
So basically, yeah, in Metal Gear Solid 3, it's basically where she kind of like, I forget, she throws me off the plane, right? Uh-huh. I think. Or she like pretends she like kills me, but she kind of knows I'm not dead, I think.
She throws you off the bridge.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. And then
the sexy mother vibes lady.
Yes, that's the boss. She's awesome. Uh-huh. I love her so much.
She's great.
So, I always thought that you just got to Operation Snake Eater, but you got to Eva in Snake Eater.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Let's
but how much of the series kind of
okay,
I guess like a very quick recap of like
what you remember
from the first three games.
Okay. people are gonna make fun of me. You know when recap?
Yeah.
You know, just okay. So for anybody who doesn't know my experience with Metal Gear Solid 1, great game. Loved it. I do really love Snake. I think he's so funny. I think he's amazing. I do like him as a protagonist. And I think as I keep playing, I'm going to develop a deeper love for Solid Snake.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when I saw Raiden, I loved him.
Of course.
In Metal Gear Solid 1, there's an enemy called Decoy Octopus. Okay. And basically... every single stream that I did, and then I did a recap, basically like you kind of get introduced to the villains. And I feel like every game so far, what I've noticed kind of follows that where they're kind of going to introduce you the villains that you're going to fight.
Yeah.
So they're going to kind of give you the bad guys like this, like five bad guys are these bad guys. And then they kind of tell you about their power.
Yeah.
So Decoy Octopus was the guy that like changes. He basically like changes outfits. He's a decoy. He can take on, you know, people's looks and stuff like that.
Right.
The whole game, I was convinced that he was taking over people. When we met Meryl, who, by the way, I don't think she's that bad, but I was just really annoyed with her in game one. Every single time we turned around, I thought there was going to be Decoy Octopus was one of the villains. He was one of like my friends masquerading as the villain. I was convinced.
You were.
I was going crazy. I was like, I could not trust anybody. Every single time I'd meet anyone, I was like, Decoy Octopus, that's Decoy Octopus. Because I was like, there's no way Kojima would put a guy in the game called Decoy Octopus. Explain to me in detail his superpower.
He did his job, to be fair.
He trolled me. That was his job.
All right. Well, let's do the recap and we'll say spoilers for this because you're just going to be...
Spoilers. Game one... I remember, you know, we go save the DARPA chief. He dead. spoiler alert. He was freaking Decoy Octopus. Freak my life. He dies early and we never even. And then people were like, oh, well, they showed you in the what is it called? In the like time skip or whatever. Not the time skip. The memory.
The flashback. Yeah.
You have to realize the game, the flashbacks in it look like Legos. I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. I'm just seeing two people. I don't know who they are.
I'll be
honest.
I don't
know what the flashback means.
When I first played that too, it didn't register with me either. I think it was just, I was like, huh? And then like later on in the game, they're just like, oh, and then Decoy Octopus disguised himself and then died.
Then
and I was
like,
oh, he died.
Oh, right? But people in chat were like, how could you not? It showed you. they looked like Legos, y'all. They really did. So I remember that. Then we go around, we kill Sniper Wolf. Yeah. We kill. Yeah, I know. That was a good
one. I love how you're just going through who you kill. Not even like the story.
Psycho Mantis fight was amazing. So I really, really love that fight.
Yeah.
Wait, what the hell was the story of Metal Gear 1? Oh,
see, that's why we're doing
what this. The hell was the story? Wait a second. I was so focused on the characters and killing them.
Okay, here, I'll help you. I'll help you. Why was Snake going to Shadow Moses?
We needed the codes. We needed the codes to stop something.
Metal Gear.
And then we realized that we accidentally were awakening the Metal Gear Rex.
He needed the codes to stop something. Just the name of the game. No big deal.
Okay, he needed the codes to stop. Again, y'all need to understand how vivid the world is in this game.
Yeah.
And how vivid every character is. Like, frankly, the Metal Gear is the last of my worries. fighting, I guess I'm already spoiling. Fighting my brother on top of the Metal Gear was the most iconic thing ever. I don't even care about the Metal Gear, you know? The fist fight on top of the Metal Gear was incredible.
So here, I'll help you again. What were the terrorists demanding? What did they want? Why were they like using Metal Gear and stuff?
Didn't they want the body of
Yes.
They wanted the body of the one of the guys. It wasn't Big Boss. It is
Big Boss.
Oh, it is Big Boss. Okay. She's so excited.
Yeah, so they wanted, the body. They wanted his DNA, the DNA of Big Boss. Yeah. Why?
Well, we know this now is because they wanted to clone. They wanted to create the antidote to Fox Die, right?
No, you were right the first time. They wanted to like create super soldiers.
More
with his
clones.
DNA.
Yeah, super soldiers. Fox Die.
I'm holding my tongue, you guys. Also, I'm glad that there's no like chat here, but maybe don't read chat for like this.
No, I won't this for premiere. This episode.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, the problem, okay, another reason why it's hard for me to remember the story of the first game exactly is because there's a lot of turns and twists. So something that they tell you at the beginning at the end of the game is no longer true because it's like, haha, we deceived you.
Right.
Because for example, at the beginning of the game, they inject you and they're like, oh, don't worry. We're injecting you. Haha, for funsies. And then they're like, it was the girl, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And she was the daughter. Her dad, her dad like picked her up as a orphan in the battlefield.
Not the dad.
I forget who her dad was.
Oh my God. Wait, are you kidding me? You forgot who the guy was. Are you kidding me right now? It's your favorite guy, Gray Fox.
Gray Fox picked her up? No.
Yes, because remember?
Because we think he's dead in Metal Gear Solid 1.
Remember what Jaeger is?
Oh, no.
It's Naomi Hunter. And
no! Jaeger means Hunter. Fuck.
And Jaeger is German for Hunter. Did you know that?
No.
Actually,
okay.
That Jaeger is German for Hunter.
The amount of super chats I got telling me that.
It's like a trauma. Okay.
Real talk. Now that you're telling me, yes, now
it's
remembering.
All coming back. Yeah.
It's just that the game has so many, like genuinely, Metal Gear Solid 1, the amount of twists and turns, I need to now that I know roughly what happens, I need to replay it. Because the twists and turns are insane. It is. So insane, the twist and turn. So yeah, so Naomi injects you and you think it's for the good. And then later you find out, you know, she doesn't know where Gray Fox is and she hates you and she injected you with Fox Dye and you're gonna die.
Yep.
But then, God bless my second favorite character. Maybe even, you know what, Raiden, step aside. Gray Fox, he's alive. He's alive.
Yeah,
I'm gonna skip timelines a little bit.
Okay.
Gray Fox dies in Metal Gear Solid 1. In Metal Gear Solid 2, he comes back. Yippee! And then he dies again. He's going to come back. He's going to come back. Man,
wait, what do you mean he came back in Metal Gear Solid 2?
He came back.
Hold on.
My guy came back. He's alive. He's definitely going to be back in the third game.
Gray Fox is a looker. That guy is like really handsome, actually.
He's going to be back in the third game.
Okay.
He's going to be back in the third game.
Hold on. I'm trying Don't to find that. His sprite from Metal Gear, like, and like Metal Gear, but he's like really cute.
He's hot. Yeah. He's got that metal body. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh my God. Oh,
anyway, well, I'm convinced he's alive. Because yeah. Listen, before that, you told, so I didn't play Metal Gear 1, Metal Gear 2. You told me that he dies and then he comes back in Metal Gear Solid 1. So clearly death is not enough for him. He's going to be back. He's alive.
I mean, well, it's not that he like, okay, so it's not that he died, but like in Metal Gear 2, you fight him and he explodes. Like, I don't know. And then what they do is they pretty much salvage his body and create this like cyber exoskeleton thing to keep him mm-hmm, alive. Mm-hmm. But he's like, mm-hmm. I don't want to keep living. I just want to. He's like an experiment to this kind of technology. And he's like, yeah, I want Snake to kill me so I can just, you know. I sent you a picture of what he looks like in Metal Gear 2.
He looks very cute.
I know. I'm like,
he looks very cute.
Every time I like see him, I'm like, whew. It shocks me because like, I don't think of him like, because you see all of it is just his little Lego head when like Metal Gear Solid.
I'm sorry. When the game first starts and your little Lego Solid Snake swims away.
Lego Solid Snake.
I love it. He looks like a little Lego with his little Lego hands. But no, basically what I remember of kind of the big kind of, I guess you start getting the twist when you find that the DARPA chief has been dead for days and you're like, wait a second, didn't he just die as I was talking to him?
A couple hours ago? So, yeah,
he just died. What's going on? And then I think also you kind of get twist after twist after twist where it's like that. And then there's the brothers thing. And then there's the Sniper Wolf and Otacon come out, and then there's the Gray Fox, and then there's what is it called?
You're missing a very important man, my favorite character.
Oh, Revolver Ocelot?
Yeah.
That was at the start where you like chop off his arm.
No, but remember the post-credit scene?
Oh. Okay, well, we're not at the post-credits yet.
Okay. Well, I thought we were just skipping timelines.
No. So basically then at the end too, like, okay, this is one of the funniest thing about the game. There's this guy that calls you nonstop on your, cellular device.
The codec.
And then that guy was Liquid the whole time. And none of you were like, that's kind of weird. He sounds and looks an awful lot like Liquid.
No, he didn't look like Liquid at all. He had his glasses on.
You're right. He had his glasses on. So anyway, spoiler alert. And then whatever, you and your brother fist fight on top of Metal Gear Rex. You beat Metal Gear Rex. And then at the end, you find out this whole time you thought Revolver Ocelot was Foxhound. And then he's like, yes. Mr. President,
dun, dun, dun.
Spears. I know it's not Spears, it's Sears. Mr. President Spears, yes. And you find out he's a double agent and there's another brother. And you're just like, wait a second, what? But I like that brother.
It comes out of like left field. It's so great that there's just another brother.
Crazy. It's crazy. Oh,
I love that guy.
It was amazing. And then like the whole final scene, like car out, whatever. It was awesome. But yeah, you basically just find out that like all of you are clones of Big Boss.
Yeah.
What a great game. Please ask me questions about the first game.
Well, no, I was going to, I feel like we're spending a lot of, I asked for a quick recap and
I'm so sorry.
Because I have more questions for
I'm
you.
So sorry. I'll do a quick recap of second game.
Okay. I'm just kind of trying to get a gauge of like what all you remember.
How much
like,
I remember?
Yeah.
I think the second game is a little easier to remember for me. The first game just the second game, I think I'm getting it perfectly well. Until the last, like, I think I know the game well until the last 10 minutes of the game. Yeah. And then suddenly, I don't know a single thing.
Okay.
Like, the game sort of makes sense at the beginning with, you know, all the characters they introduce. I love the bait and switch that they do with the characters that you're playing. I love it. The whole time it makes sense. It basically plays kind of like Metal Gear Solid 1, where you have the five or six guys you're fighting against. Yep. They're really interesting bosses. You're going around, bingo, bango, bongo.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
And then the last 10 minutes, you're like, wait, what? Huh? Wait, what time? What? 1800s? Huh? The presidents? The Declaration of the Independence? Huh?
Yeah.
Like, nothing makes sense at all.
You're not there yet.
And then, Metal Gear Solid 3, you're in the 1900s.
Like,
what the fuck?
You're in the middle of the 1900s.
You're in the jungles of
Russia.
The Soviet Union, yeah.
The Russian jungles,
you know, it's a little crazy.
Yeah.
There's just so much stuff, but this is okay. Metal Gear Solid 2 is really, so Metal Gear Solid 1 kind of showed me, oh, the game is more melodramatic and crazy and funny. Metal Gear Solid 2 also has some super sad. I was not sad like that in Metal Gear Solid 1, like I was in Metal Gear Solid 2.
Oh, really? What got you so sad? What part?
You know, the sister.
Oh, I know.
Emma?
Yeah.
Yeah. Emma.
It's so sad. Makes me cry.
Emma got me sad. And then, like, 2 kind of looks like it's going to play out. I definitely feel like I got more attached to the characters in 2. And I think it's because we kind of can, like, we got to see Snake from another person's eyes. I know everybody's so annoyed with the melodrama of Rose and Raiden. I love it.
I love
witnessing the toxicity.
So good. Like, eat it up every day. I'm like, yeah.
I also
call him again.
I genuinely feel like I got a little bit more, like, I feel in the first game, the villains, Ocelot, we learned a little bit about him, but not that much. Liquid and stuff. Like, we learned a lot about Sniper, but in the second game, I feel like I learned a lot more about the villains.
I think so too.
It gets me more into them. Like, Fortune, what was it? Fortune Vamp. Laugh and grow fat. Fat man. I feel the characters speak to me a little bit more.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you, I get what you mean, but you still kind of learn, like, you know, Sniper Wolf has her whole monologue, and Psycho Mantis, when he's dying, like, I liked how he kind of like clocks Snake and he's just like, you're just as bad as me and blah, blah, blah. And, I think maybe, it's really just not Decoy Octopus. I mean, yes, him, but also Vulcan Raven.
I completely forgot.
Don't worry, I didn't learn about him at all.
No. Yeah. I thought his fight was really well done, genuinely, but I don't really learn that much about him. I just feel like I learned a little bit more in the second game, but I also think it's because I knew more about the world, right?
Yeah.
So you naturally continue. And then the third game just takes me in a completely different place with different people again. And I'm just, wow, I cannot wait to fully give it a shot again and replay everything. Like, even just talking about it is getting me so excited.
The Cobra unit are my favorite bosses.
The Cobra unit is the third game bosses, yes. Right?
Yeah, they are.
So was Foxhound in the starting game? Who was it in the...
Foxhound was the first game. The second game was the Sons of Liberty, Dead Cell.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And and then the third game is the Cobra unit.
The Cobra unit. Perfect, perfect, perfect. I'm excited.
They're so cool. They're very cool. I know you're going to like them.
Okay. Do you think I'm going to have cuz I want to be like, do you think I'm going to have a favorite character?
Yeah. I think so. I think you'll like the end, but you could surprise me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can do a little code word of who you think I'm gonna really, really like the most.
In the whole game?
In the whole of all the bosses.
I just said it.
Oh, you did? Who'd you say? I missed it.
Oh, I guess. Nope. Never mind.
I guess we'll never know.
Number 1 victory, Royale. Haha, it went right under your nose.
God damn it. God damn it.
So, kind of in the third game, it's like, you know, you go... Oh, well, actually, you can explain what you remember.
In the third game, so we land in the jungles of Russia. I just remember having to go through a bunch of swamps. I remember having to go save somebody from, like, I had to go around into a home. Once I saved him, Revolver Ocelot came in.
Do you remember why you're saving him? His name's Sokolov.
I don't remember why I'm saving him. Sokolov. I don't remember why I'm saving him. And I also don't remember if Revolver Ocelot was a good or a bad guy in there.
He's bad.
Like, if he helped me or...
No.
No, but I just...
Yeah, he's with Volgan. Which is the guy that said, remember the Alamo and shot the nuke.
And then, yeah, I barely, like I said, I'd have to replay because it's overwhelming. Plus, yeah, again,
you didn't get very
I was
far,
replaying so. That game in a very dramatic and chaotic time in my life where I was leaving my workplace. So my brain was not fully.
You'll definitely like Eva. You know, I know you didn't like Meryl very much, but Eva is like competent and she's cool and she's just like a badass woman. She's just so awesome.
Good.
All the women in this one are really, I mean, like not that they weren't before, but like they're
very... I think Meryl was a little annoying, but it was also the 1900s. So I don't blame them for like, she was still a strong, cool woman in the 1900s. It's just video games have really evolved.
Yeah. No, I mean, she was kind of annoying because she was just like, I don't like makeup and I'm more comfortable with a gun than a bra. Like nowadays, yeah, it's very much like, oh, she's such a pick me. But like back then, you know, obviously she was so cool. But I
still feel if this was my first female character in a game in the 1900s, I would have thought she was really cool and really badass.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
just,
she,
you know,
is,
playing
though.
This
she is too.
Yeah, playing this almost 20 years later where we have, you know, more than 20 years later where we actually have some cool women, I was like, yeah, she's a little annoying.
That's what I was gonna say, like, kind of, we've had so many more other like cool women characters come out as like, you know, that are just badass bitches, and you know, she comes in and she's just a little bit whiny and you're like, oh, she's annoying.
Yeah.
I get it.
Anyway, I monologued. I'm so sorry. Please,
no,
you go ahead.
No, because I'm asking you questions. I want to kind of like know, I want to know more about, like, so basically, because, you know, I can talk all day about, for me, yeah. I don't want to talk so much because I'm afraid I will touch on some
spoil for me. Okay, well then, what? One of the questions you wrote for me, in what direction do I think the future games will go?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think before I could have tried to predict it. I think before the end of the second game, I could have tried to predict it. I have no goddamn idea. I genuinely do not know where the games are going to go. I don't know what country we're going in. I don't know what timeline we're going
in.
You
actually
don't. I don't know who's a clone. I don't even want to try.
The fourth game is a completely different... I was like, why are we here?
I have no idea. And okay. I'm not even going to try. I just know that I know nothing. Absolutely nothing.
That's fair. I will be honest. The fourth game is hard. Not hard difficulty wise, but like
a lot of lore.
Not lore. It gets very emotionally heavy. It's still funny. Like, don't get me wrong, but like, I think it's a good, like, you know, you have the first game, which is a mix of funny, serious. You have the second game, which is very funny, and then like becomes so crazy at the end. You have the third game, which I would say is also, it's a good mix of funny, serious, and also it gets a little bit, it kind of gradually becomes more serious, and then the fourth game is like, it's still funny.
It's gonna like sucker punch you in the gut.
But there are some parts that I'm like, it's genuinely really, and you become so attached to these characters and you love them so much, and I'm like, oh, it's really hard. But I think, you know, it's a good ending. It's still a really
good,
really good ending. Good. And it was controversial for a really long time. And the ending that Kojima originally wanted was going to be even more controversial. Like, a lot of people say that, you might have heard this before, that the fourth game is mostly a movie. Like, it's...
Oh, that's about the fourth game.
Yeah,
okay.
The infamous, like, hour and a half cutscene, but I kind of loved it. Like,
I mean, hey, I believe it. Now that he's made Death Stranding, I believe it.
Yeah. So, but I think you'll still really like it. And the gameplay mechanics are chef's kiss, such an improvement on everything. Okay. It's so good. Oh, God.
I'm happy. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm really, really excited, genuinely. I just know that I'm going to have to take a big chunk of time to do this, and I want to do it right. I want to sit down and do it properly, especially because I already have a little bit of the kind of, what is it called? The foundation.
Yeah.
You also asked if there's anything I'd like to see happen.
Wait, I was just about to ask.
Sorry, I'm beating you to your own questions.
I know. Stop taking my thunder.
Sorry.
Well, hold on, Matara. I have a question for you. Is there anything that you'd like to see happen in the game?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, everybody. Since it's like midnight, I had a coffee to kind of help me stay awake. So now, if sometimes I'm a little bit interrupty, it's just, I'm literally on the I think what I want to see happen more is cooler female characters. And that's already been happening.
Okay.
So I'm pretty good with it. As you said, there's going to be, and again, when I say cooler, it's just Sniper Wolf was very cool, right? I even think Rose is really cool. Like, I just like that she is a full-fledged character, even though she's annoying. It was just like having Meryl, but now I am seeing cool. Like, the boss seems really cool. God.
She is so cool.
Eva seemed nice. Yeah, I'm excited for that. I just, you know, it's nice to see Fortune. It was Fortune, right? Fortune was really cool.
She's very cool.
So it's nice.
I think you'll like 4 as well, because there's some really cool girls in it as well. They're very cool. And but I think, honestly, they peaked at the boss. She's
really? She's the coolest?
What'd you say?
She's the coolest?
Oh, yeah. I would say she's the coolest. She's good. Oh, God. By the end, you'll be like, oh my God.
Oh yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I feel like this game, I hope that for the people who haven't played the game, they left and they're not here yet, because I truly can't explain how twisty and turny it was. And just like you said, I feel like with this game, it's when people talk about playing The Outer Wilds, right? Where I cannot explain to you the twists and the turns, but when they happen, it's just nothing like you really expect. And the characters are nothing like you. Wherever you think the story is going, it's not.
It just flips itself on its head. It's crazy.
It keeps doing that. Yes.
I know. And you would think that, like, after playing so many games, after, you know, watching so many movies, this and that, like, sometimes I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe this is a twist in Metal Gear. But like,
yeah.
Other times I'm like, oh my God, like, it's so, you know, it's.
And the worst part is this game has inspired so many other games, but I still can't predict most of the twists. Like, I think 95% of the twists I can't predict.
You were you were getting really close on a lot of them. I do remember that.
Like, but it's because some of them, like at the start, the whole clones thing, like that was kind of obvious.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Because they're like, oh, he there's looks just like you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. There's a lot of that stuff, which was pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. And like them being the clones of the big super, the big boss, that also felt a little obvious. There's a few stuff like that that felt pretty obvious.
I mean, they call them like the genome soldiers. Like that's
their. Exactly.
Created, yeah.
But I guess we'll have to see for the rest. I don't think I can predict anything ever again. And I am done trying with this game. I learned my lesson with Decoy Octopus.
Is there anything anything else that you kind of want to see happen? Like any gameplay stuff or any, you know, it doesn't have to be like story wise, but.
I guess I just want like another really silly slice of life. Like, I think the game was so cute when they had in the third game where he's eating all the different foods and it's giving you like the funny, text. I think it's really funny when he's calling the girl and she's like, once you're back, we can go on a date.
Yeah.
I really like that. I think a lot of the codec calls are one of my favorite parts. I really like the codec calls between Raiden and Rose. So I would love to see more, just more slice of life stuff.
I think three, which I feel like they're already going to really add great to that. Job. Three does the codec calls because all the characters are so likable. They're so funny. Mm-hmm. Like you have, they bring back, you know how you had Nastasha in the first game to tell you all about the weapons. They bring back Sigint and like they bring back the weapons expert. So you get an extra person and he's so charismatic. And like, you know, you have paramedic and she's like, have you heard of Godzilla?
She's telling you about the movie.
Yeah, so the third game is very, very good with that. Fourth game? Oh, I don't want to go so much into it.
Yeah, you say it's more serious, right? It's more like kind of movie time, serious, sad.
Yeah.
Again, which makes sense if it's going to wrap up the story, right?
What'd you say?
It makes sense if it's going to help wrap up the story.
Yeah. And I mean, again, like, I kind of mentioned it before, like Metal Gear, the when you really think of the story, like it's a very serious, like, oh my God, this is a dramatic story about, you know, clone sounds silly, but it's like about war and politics and, you know, a guy that was literally created to be a weapon and like him coming to terms with that, but like rejecting his like, quote unquote, you know, destiny to be a weapon, like, you know, things like that. It's very, like, Snake is such a good person and like such a well-written character that the fourth game is really, really hard.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah. There's so much that you're going to be like, wah, in the fourth game. I can't wait for that. I know you still have three to go through, but I'm just like, get to the fourth game already.
I guess to kind of like throw the question back at you, What do you wish like you kind of knew? Well, again, I'm scared it's going to give me spoilers. Like what do you wish you knew going into, like, do you wish you took more time between the games? Do you think how would you advise me to go into these games again?
Oh, well, I think it depends on, like, for me, I played once a week and I don't think that helped me with my gameplay.
No, I agree. I think it needs to be like 2 to 3.
Yeah, but it did make it feel like an anime episode each week. I was just
God. We talked
like,
about it.
I was literally like just waiting for the weekend.
Salivating.
I was like, I can't wait to see what happens next. I was so, and I think
I did
that,
it as well once a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it really fueled my brain rot because I was just like constantly thinking like, what's going to happen next? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, with these characters and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Like,
now you have all week to think about it. I remember when I'd be done playing on Sunday and I would talk to my audience about it with you sometimes in the stream. And I would just be like, okay, these are my theories. This is what I'd like to see. This is what I have questions about. Yeah. This is my questions from last episode that's been answered. I do think once a week is just so slow.
But I think if you, you know, I don't think, say you played like, if you finished a game within like 2 weeks, I don't think that's a problem. You know, like I think, that's totally fine. And I don't even think it's rushing it. I think especially like once you get to 4, it's much longer. So if you wanted to pick up the pace a little bit.
Yeah,
or whatever,
like twice a week.
Yeah, yeah. Even more.
Especially
if I
even it out, like maybe Wednesday and Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So but that kind of makes it like a midweek thing.
Yeah, you could play it even more than that. It all depends on how often you want to play it. But I think, especially too, since you've played the first two games, I would say are the most lore dumpy. Dumpy.
Dumpy.
So I think, you know, you kind of have gotten over that hurdle to where you understand more of the story that you can, how do I say this? Like, go at I don't want to say at a faster pace, but it's just like, you know, you've tackled the hurdle of information. So if you played once a week, you'd still remember what's going on. But if you also played it a couple times
like
a week,
I know, like, at first when I started talking, you're like, Batara, you don't remember anything. But now as we're starting, I'm like, oh yeah, no, I do remember this.
No,
right?
No, I didn't say that you didn't remember anything. I was just but you know, I was like,
you're like, girl, you don't remember.
It was just Gray Fox because I know how much you love him.
Oh, yeah. But, I just forgot that he was, Jaeger.
Yeah.
I forgot about that completely.
Frank Jaeger. Snake's
oh my
best
God.
Friend.
Yeah. But, oh my goodness.
I don't know. Like I said, I think it's really up to you because it's, you know, I will be foaming at the mouth wanting to talk to you about it.
How long is Metal Gear Solid V?
Oh. Oh God. It's
that long?
It's very grindy in some parts.
Is that the one that you played off stream a little bit?
Yes, I would have to play it off stream because also you would, it has like, so basically you have your own base.
Okay.
And you have like, you collect soldiers for your base.
Cute.
It's so much fun. I cannot express how much
I love that. I love
them
that.
And adding them to my base. It's so much fun.
Our own little men. To feed and to water and to grow and to love.
It's also like that in Peace Walker. So both games. Peace Walker is like kind of like the prototype, I guess, of V. But
Well, which one is longer?
V. V is
okay.
Let me see. Let me look up like how long to be
the, okay, MG. I have a confession. So I often say GTA V to mess with people because it's GTA 5. So I was like, oh, Metal Gear Solid V, thinking I was messing with her. And she's like, no, it's actually V. It's actually V.
Technically, yes. That is how Kojima wants people to call it Metal Gear Solid V.
He's such a troll. I love that.
I know. So do you
want
to know
that.
The main story of MGSV is 49 hours.
Oh, shit.
Main story plus extra is 80 hours. This is for how long to beat. So these are averages. And this is probably not people on stream.
Which is longer for us too. Fudge.
Completionist is 244 hours.
Kojima?
The game is not even complete. That's the funny thing.
I don't have time, Kojima.
You can do some stuff. Well, here's the thing, though. And I wouldn't recommend this, honestly, because I'm going to do it because I've played it, but I wouldn't recommend this for you. There are mods to help kind of... Oh, I was saying earlier, to like help speed stuff up. I was saying earlier, you collect the little guys and you add them on
the
your base.
Men?
And then you kind of like allocate them to like, this person goes to medical. This person goes to research and development. The more guys you have in research and development, the more weapons you can create and like research.
Oh,
and then,
For each mission, shelter over here.
Yes. For each mission, you get money, you get GMP, and then you spend that on the different weapons. And so, but there's like mods to like, you know, make it. And then the weapons also take time. Like a weapon might take 4 hours in real time to create. Yes.
This was like mobile games pre-mobile game. Well, no, the mobile games are still around at that time. But interesting.
Yeah, but there are mods to like make it so that they're created instantly. Things just like little quality. Those things I might recommend, but there's like other mods that I wouldn't recommend at all. But like, that's only if you're trying to like speed up. And I would say that's a quality of life thing. I wouldn't say you're like speeding up the story to just get through it. Like, no, it's you know. I don't want to wait.
It's just
4 hours
especially
for
on
a
stream. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's.
I think those ones are kind of justified. There's other ones that are like, you could, each soldier is also ranked. So you can get like an E soldier, an E rank soldier, an SS rank soldier, you know? And there are mods to make every soldier SS rank, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. But, okay. That's so crazy that he was already, what is the word? He was already kind of mobile game optimizing the game,
unfortunately.
Do you know it wasn't him, it was the studio.
No, but it's free. It's not like you're not paying real money. It's just, you know, it's just to help. It's just, I think it's to
add to the realism, you know,
because V is extremely serious. There's barely any giggles. Everything is just serious business. And a lot of people love the game because, first of all, it was like their introduction to Metal Gear, which makes no sense to me because you literally cannot understand anything that's going on. But the gameplay is so, oh my God. Even to this day, if you had told me that it was released like last year, I would believe you. It was, it's so.
Really? Okay. So you think V like absolutely stands the test of time today?
Oh my God. Absolutely. Oh my God. It's okay. So fun to play. It's so good. So fun to play. Everything about it is crazy and fun. But
noted.
Yeah. I think it does. It takes a long time to beat it though.
Yeah. But it's again, even, as long as I know.
Mm-hmm. It's not even the story. It's like there's just so many missions that you have to do. Like a crazy amount of missions. I don't remember. I think it's like, I can't, how many missions are in MGS3? I think it's like 47 main missions.
Oh, wow. And they're all a part of the main game.
Yeah. And interesting. It's a lot of missions. So
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it. Honestly, I'm excited. I will definitely find a time and just kind of go through it. And it is on my list. It's just tough when I'm a new baby streamer that is growing a new audience on a new platform in a new time zone. And it's hard to hard commit to one game series.
Yeah.
And I talked about it a little bit to my audience, but also I'm a part of a group, right? So when I came in, I wanted to do things with my group. I like my group. I think we have a nice group.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I get it. And like you said, it is a lot to dedicate to a series.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think, even if you just play 1 through 4, that's a whole story, right? Like for the most part. But I think Peace Walker is really, really great too. If you played up to Peace Walker and didn't even play V, I wouldn't blame you.
Well, that's another thing where, like, you know, when it comes to content and stuff, I want to be a streamer until I can't be a streamer anymore, right? Until I can't see or I can't hear or my thingies don't work. If as long as I can still stream and as long as I can still enjoy myself, why stop? So I don't see myself stopping anytime soon, to be honest. And as long as people enjoy it, I'll be here. So I'll be playing Metal Gear. And so will you, I think, right?
Yeah, I probably will even play 5 again, honestly.
When?
As soon as I get there, I'm just beat 2. But I'm playing like each game, I'm playing like a different version of the game. So like,
Okay. You know, describe what you mean by version of the game.
For 3 coming up, I played the HD collection before. This time I'm playing Subsistence. So
which means,
Different, there's a little bit of gameplay differences, and also there's like a, I can say this, it's not really a spoiler, and there's a game within the game, like basically, yeah, like there was a dream sequence that kind of advertised a different game.
What?
Yeah, and it's within MGS3, and you just play this like mini.
Are you kidding?
This demo of a game, yeah, but they took it out in the HD collection. So
I'm not gonna be able to play it.
Well, I mean, if you play Subsistence, then you can.
Oh my God, this is so crazy. This to me is such a like spoiling of your fandom, and. I don't want to have a big discussion about, you know, video games as an industry and things like that. Yeah. Like, I get it. Some guy made a game for $10 and you have 800 hours in it. I get it, right?
Yeah.
I have 1,000+ hours in Slay the Spire. It cost me $10. And you can buy a game for $80, not play it as much. But this dedication to your audience and the meme, and it's just like, oh yeah, let's give you a whole free other game inside your game, is just so... I love that.
It's amazing. Like, it's basically a demo of a game, and it's kind of like advertisement. I get what you mean though. Like, but that's the thing I also love about Metal Gear is just like how much thought is put into anything. Like, there are people who are, like, people will watch me play it, like, MGS2 and be like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. Or,
oh, I like, love that in games. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was a thing going around recently on Twitter. In MGS2, you know how it's part of it's outside and there's, like, the seagulls that are going around, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can shoot the seagulls and if they land on the guards, it knocks them out.
What?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
And there's a...
Wouldn't the shot alert the guards?
What'd you say?
Wouldn't the shot alert the guards?
Oh, not if you have a suppressor.
Oh, true.
Yeah. And I've actually been talking to... There's a guy who does speed running for like a bunch of the Metal Gear games. His name is Apache Smash. And
hell yeah, Apache!
Yeah,
you
Apache.
You got a shout out, whoopee!
That guy, he is absolutely... He can play... He's so insane. Like, I recommend any of his runs. He can play MGS3 blindfolded. Like, he is so serious about these games.
I can't even play it non-blindfolded.
He did a run at MGSCon where he... all the enemies were invisible.
What? And he just knows. Speedrunners are another breed.
I know. Like, and it's just like... I seriously can't even fathom. I can't even. I'm like,
I am shocked.
I'm disgusted at how crazy it is.
You're disgusting. If you listen to this, this is your shout out in the pod. If he's going to be so excited. He's going to be like, oh my God, they talked about me on the podcast. You are disgusting.
Nah,
you disgust
knows.
Me. You disgusting freak of nature. I love that for you. Seriously, that's amazing.
I met him at MGSCon, and you know what he called me? He called me a viper.
Stinky? A viper?
He was
first of all, nobody calls my stinky girlfriend bad names except me. I'm the only one who should be calling you bad. Talk to me. Why a viper?
Because he was just like, he was like, you're so quiet. I'm very shy, like, you know, off stream, believe it or not, because I have social anxiety. Ugh. But he was just like, you're so quiet that I forgot how absolutely brutal you could be. So he was like, you're a viper.
Okay. What was his name again? Apache?
Apache Smash, yeah.
Why are you flirting with my stinky girlfriend, huh? You freak!
Wait, no.
I think when a man calls you a stinky, goofy, little silly viper, he's in love with you.
Oh, no. I think Maddie, that's Raspberry, who also does MGS content. I'm pretty sure she said he has a girlfriend, so...
Okay, for anybody who might not realize, I am fully 1,000,000% joking. Okay, just in case, y'all.
I do not think...
Oh, really? I do have this thing that even my close friends think I'm being serious sometimes when I'm being sarcastic. I was 100% like, oh, he called you a viper. He must be in love with you.
You know, that kind of vibe. A little obsessed with me. I mean, everybody is, so...
There we go. That's the mint I know and hate. That's the mint. That's my mint. That's my stinky.
I'm dishing, you know.
good. No, but seriously, for real, I am 1,000,000% joking. It, you know, no. But a viper.
I've never been called that before.
That is such a good.
That's such a like a wow, really.
It's a strange one. Because a viper.
You think I'm a viper.
I think you're a snake. Well, wait. If I call you a snake eater, hold on. Sorry, but my brain. When I do Pilates, my brain is a little sussy.
Did you say Pilates?
So I don't think I should call you Pilates. Yeah, I went back to Pilates.
Wait, like you?
I did Pilates already twice this week. Yes.
Oh. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. But Pilates makes me a little bit unhinged. More than usual.
Why? Why though?
I don't know if it's the stretching. I don't know if it's the endorphins or the workout, but it just.
Are you saying it makes you horny or?
Yes.
Huh?
Anyway, I want to say that you're a snake eater, but then my brain was like, if I call her that, people will think I'm, you know, being sussy. I'm sorry. It's almost 2 a.m., y'all.
This derailed.
All because I was like, oh my God, he's in love with you because he called you a stinky little viper.
You made it awkward. You were like, oh no, if I say snake eater, which is literally the name of the game.
The name of the game?
You're like, people are going to think I'm implying something. You sussed your own joke.
Welcome to my life. All right, no more sussing my own jokes. I gotta be serious. I gotta clock it. No sussy. Apache, this is your shout out. I'm sorry that you had to stay here the whole time. I'm sorry if, you know, Maddie accidentally revealed maybe your real or not relationship. I know that you are married to the game, and the game is Metal Gear Solid.
True. It feels like it. I brought him up though because I brought him up for a reason. I asked him for advice on little tips and tricks that I could do in the games. So he taught me some really
cool
ones.
And he said quit while you're ahead.
He what?
He said quit while you're ahead.
Oh, kind of.
What did he say?
No, he was just showing me some cool stuff for MGS2, but he also showed me after I was done with those parts. So for MGS3 though, everybody. Might have some cool things to show you guys from a professional.
Soon. I'm still laughing. I can't wait to re-listen to the pod for the. It's going to be fun.
I hope he never hears it.
I do. Please, everybody, let him know that we shouted him out. He's going to be so excited. And then he's going to tune in and be like, oh.
No, actually, it was so funny. Okay, so I talked to him.
So funny.
Because back when I was in heaven, you were in Hollywood. We actually, he brought this up.
Yeah.
He brought this up to me. He was like, he's British, everybody, so I have to do this.
British.
So he was like, so one time I was on Twitter and I... There was a tweet that he made and you tagged me in it.
Uh-huh.
You were like at my old username. And you and I started kind of going at it underneath his post.
He was like, get me out of here.
He was just like, why are these two huge VTubers under my... under my post, just spatting it out.
These two huge VTubers spotted it out. That's so funny. What did you tell him?
I don't know, because I don't even remember what we were talking about.
You probably said, haha, she's crazy, ignore her.
Yeah. I was just like, oh yeah, sorry that we, you know, went a little crazy under your post, but
I'm not sorry.
You know what?
Let the record show. I don't apologize for who I am on the outside or the inside.
Oh, you know. I don't even know why I brought. I know
I'm on the spot. I'm in the giggle.
We're having a little spat underneath. We, you know.
Okay. I'm looking at the time and I have a few more questions and we haven't even gone into MGSCon. So I had some questions for you, which we kind of covered at the start, but I want us to go a little bit more into detail.
Right.
So my main thing for you was you got into Metal Gear right before it blew up again into the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So you're discovering it at the same time as a lot of people and new audiences.
Yeah.
How has that experience been for you? How have you been navigating it?
Oh, I think, you know, it's kind of crazy that my timing was just so lucky with it. I kind of mentioned before, you know, a lot of VTubers play Metal Gear Solid now, which is so amazing and I'm so happy about it. I think maybe I was not the first.
I think
Hololive Pecora really kind of blew it up as well. For the English side, I'm not going to take credit or anything, but I might have had an influence.
maybe.
But it's been so crazy. especially because I just love this series so much. If I'm known as the Metal Gear VTuber, like, that's an honor to me, you know? Like, I want that. I want that title. I want you guys to call me the Metal Gear VTuber. So if you call me that, keep calling it me that, because this brain rot ain't going away.
Can they call you the Stinky Metal Gear VTuber?
Only you can call me that.
Oh my God. You hear that? I'm sure as we say, there's somebody's going to be like, my favorite streamer played it to 3 viewers before you did. Yes, of course. A lot of people did, but you just kind of got very lucky. And yeah. I think you when you were in heaven, it really kind of like popped up on a lot of English viewers' feeds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because it was on YouTube, it popped up on their feeds a lot. And I know also for a fact that a lot of VTubers have said that you made them want to play the game, right? Mm. Not everybody, of course, but a lot of people, a lot of folks. Maybe. I definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've just met so many people through it too. And mm-hmm. I don't know. If I hadn't played it, I truly think that my afterlife would be so different.
I think so too. I think like the addiction hit you so hard.
Yeah.
It changed the trajectory of your life, genuinely.
It did.
It really did. It's like idols for you as well.
I know.
And maids. I think it's one of those, you know, when people, what is it called? Yeah. Like if you get buried, it's going to be like Metal Gear, idols, maids.
It's my summoning circle, real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your summoning triangle.
Yeah, triangle.
Another thing too that, you know, I think you brought up before. So you kind of got very lucky. I think the reason that also you influenced, I'm going to say it. You don't have to say it, but I'm going to say it because you influenced me. And I know that you influenced a lot of our mutual friends and coworkers, and that trickled down to a lot of VTubers. I think a big part of it was that you said that there was a YouTuber that kind of covered Metal Gear as well.
Yes.
At the same time as you were doing.
Yeah, the Maxor.
Yeah, so we went to Metal Gear Con. MGS Con. I don't think we should legally be saying Metal Gear Con. I went with you to the first one.
Last year, yes.
Mm-hmm. Which was awesome. It was very small, but it felt so tight-knit and nice and cozy. And it was really cool to see vendors, and it was really cool to see the voice actors.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to kind of meet everybody and kind of have a dedicated place for it.
One of my favorite memories was, and this artist was back there this year as well. But
him! I think I know which one you're talking about.
No. Well, maybe,
no,
you know.
Okay,
but
go on.
We ended up getting portraits drawn in like a Yoji Shinkawa style.
Oh, never mind.
Style.
I was not thinking the same. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I still have it in my home.
I'm not going to say the other story, by the way.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Private story, secret story.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. Private secret story.
Yeah, but all the artists were so great. There was more artists this year. Some of the
How
same
How much bigger
artists,
was the con this year?
What'd you say?
How much bigger was the con this year?
It was a different location, so it was kind of hard to say. But, last year they had the main area. It had the signing room, or like the signing and the artist alley and the gaming, and everything was kind of in the same room, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this year they had an artist's room. They had a gaming room. They had, oh my gosh, I didn't get to do it because the line was so long, but they had a little booth that you could go in and like dub over parts of the game.
Ooh,
and then they would send
that's
you,
interesting.
Then they would send you a video, like you could have the video. I wanted to do it so bad, but time kind of, it's a 1 day convention. So like it's all crammed very much. Everything is like, go. You can't even
go
out to
eat. Do you think they
eat.
Should expand it to a 2 day convention in the future?
I think they could, but you know.
It's a lot of work to have, you know, to rent a convention center.
Yeah.
People now have to book hotels for 2 days, and I get it. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And I'd still say that like Metal Gear is kind of niche. So it's,
but isn't the remaster's coming out this year, right? It's coming out in November, I think, or October. Isn't there like the games on Steam coming out, or did they already come out?
They already came out. Yeah.
Oh,
the Master Collection. Yeah, the Master Collection came out.
I thought it was coming out. Okay, then I thought it would be a little bit more on Twitch and stuff. I haven't been seeing it too much.
I'll be honest. I think people are just like not wanting to touch a quote unquote retro game. I think that
I get it.
There's several things that are my theories. One is mm-hmm. that. Two is even now, so many people ask me, where do I start? I know Metal Gear Solid, the series. I have no idea where to start. And, you know, I guess people just don't think that they can start at Metal Gear Solid 1. Like, it can get confusing too because the timelines are all over the place. So I get it. But I don't know. Just start at Metal Gear Solid 1.
Yeah.
And, and also, oh, there was one other thing. Oh, when the Master Collection came out, there was a lot of mm-hmm. quote-unquote drama about it.
Oh.
It wasn't a perfect port, and it had quite a few issues when it came out, but pretty much all of those issues have been patched out since. It's like Konami has been working, you know, to fix the game, like the releases and everything. Mm-hmm, so pretty much everything that people complained about, they fixed. But, you know, people are very stubborn. And so they're just like, this was released with problems. It's a terrible, like, there were people saying, like, don't buy it because it's so terrible. It's like, it was still playable, but there were, like I said, there were issues. It wasn't perfect. And, but because of that, people will be like, oh, it had issues. I shouldn't buy it. You know, like, oh, mm-hmm, I probably mm-hmm, shouldn't. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if you don't get the Master Collection, there's not really any other easy ways to play it. So
I think when it comes to Twitch streaming as well, YouTube is a little bit different because your VODs are a little bit more evergreen. But for Twitch streaming, I think if big streamers had picked it up, like if you had the Asmongold stream it and like other big like 10K plus streamers, I think a lot more people would then be playing it because a lot of Twitch is, oh, this game is currently quote unquote trending. Big streamers are playing it. Let me play it. And I haven't really seen a lot of big streamers play it. We're talking, you know, 15,000, 20,000 viewers on Twitch.
Yeah.
And if I think more of them had played it, like the way they played Elden Ring, right? Everybody was playing Elden Ring and everybody kept playing Elden Ring. So,
but you know, that's like a triple A title that, you know, people were looking forward to.
And it was new. It was everything. Yeah,
exactly.
It's very
different. Metal Gear is old. Mm-hmm. It's a retro game, basically. Like, you know, people are like,
of course,
this 30-year-old game, what's, you know, mm-hmm. and what's so frustrating too, is like I mentioned earlier, like normal YouTube videos use like the alert sounds and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like I wish that more people would get into it because like it's kind of infiltrated. Like, you know, there would be someone who would like say a big Twitch streamer played it and they got caught by a guard and that sound played. There would be people being like, what? That's this game that's from 30 years old. It's from this game.
Yep.
Like, you know, there would be people that kind of would react that way. And so I wish more people would play it. Yeah. Oh, well.
So Mint is telling you, play it, is what Mint is telling you.
I'll get all your friends, play Metal Gear Solid.
Play it.
Your grandma.
Very quickly, because not very quickly, but I think we're definitely getting very long-winded. And
yeah, I was
honestly
say.
We're cutting out so much of this episode, unfortunately, because we're just we keep reminiscing and just talking about stories. Would you go to Metal Gear Solid Con again? Do you recommend it for people that are getting into the series?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Yes. It's so much fun. You know, it is a small con, so like hold your expectations.
Yeah.
But
it's a great small con. Mm-hmm.
To meet the voice actors. You know, almost everybody that's played in the series, they love coming back. They love meeting people. They're so kind. They're so fun. This year, Matara helped with the Kickstarter. She did a huge portion.
Oh my God,
wait,
you're going to make me blush.
Huh?
You're going to make me blush.
She did a huge portion to help bring over Cynthia Harrell, the singer of Snake Eater. So,
I didn't even go.
What?
And I didn't even go.
yeah, I know. I didn't even go.
But I really want to go next year. I genuinely want to go next year. And I'm really happy that it happened. And it sounds like you had such an amazing time.
I did. I really did. I got to like talk with a bunch of people and I love Maddie. I mentioned her earlier. Oh, that's Raspberry. Mm-hmm. She got to be there. And I think what makes the con so great is, you know, Metal Gear is a lot of older fans.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, it's mostly people that are like, I played this in my childhood. I love it so much, you know. But so the vibes of the con are just like super chill and super fun and relaxed. And
I felt that way too in the first one where it was like an older chill con.
Yeah.
But I do think there's a lot of people that are younger that are getting into it. A lot.
I hope so. I hope it continues thriving. Like, you know, I don't necessarily am someone who's just like, they need to make more games. I believe that the story of Metal Gear Solid is done, you know, like,
yeah,
and that's fine. Like, people are like, I can't stand this when people are like, oh, this is a dead, like, and not just talking about Metal Gear, but if a game series is not putting out games, they're like, this is a dead series. And I'm like, no. The story is complete. Like, you know.
Yeah. What do you want? Don't awaken it just for nothing. We're happy that it's done.
It drives me crazy because people hate when they do that for like movies. You know, they're just like, oh, they brought back this old movie for just nostalgia's sake. You know, they're not they don't need, the story was told. Why do we need to keep bringing back old stuff? Make new stuff.
I agree with you there. I think if the story is well done, and it's finished, let it die. It's done. It's finished. It's good. Be happy. Let's move on to new things. Exactly. New things and see where those are going.
Yeah. Like, and I'm a pretty firm believer that like the more they release of a thing, the worse it gets. You know, like the more, okay, but that's an, okay, sorry. I meant to say this about Metal Gear 2 though, is like, name a series. There's very few. One thing. Okay, hold on. I've got to. I'm collecting my thoughts.
She's cooking.
I get so like excited because it's like,
me too. Like,
Metal Gear is a series that is so good because there's so few game series that you can say like this game has more than X amount of games and they're all good. You know, like,
and they're all so different.
Yeah.
Like Metal Gear Solid 2 does not feel like the continuation of one. It feels like, well no, I don't know how to, sorry, I'm interrupting you, but like,
no, I get it.
It feels like such a different, it's the same game, but it's also a very different game. I'm not,
yes.
You know how I feel like sometimes a game feels like a reskin of the same game.
Yeah.
Where it's like the same stuff, the same everything, but it doesn't feel that
it's
way.
It's funny, okay, because sorry, that's also the part of, that's like the plot of MGS2. But like it's like, you know, there's always going to be like, oh, I love this game series. Oh, but the third one sucked, you know, or like a movie series, you know, like, oh, this movie was a trilogy or like has five movies that come out. And the fourth one was just not good. But with Metal Gear, like they put out a number of super engaging, amazing, story-driven, like technically advanced for its time. And even now, like just games that are so well put together that, oh, like you can't be like, oh, I don't know. Like I don't want them to make more.
No, I get it. I feel it's like what we said about if you like good video games, it's a great video game.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal series of video games. And personally, as somebody who's been gaming for a long time, I have not found similar video games and similar storytelling quite often. Despite the fact that this game inspired many other games, it's hard to find something similar. Anyway, we would like to conclude this video by saying, play Metal Gear Solid.
Play Metal Gear Solid! Yeah!
Yep. Any last words, thoughts, or prayers, my angel?
You know, you can hags with Metal Gear Solid. Have a great Solid Snake.
Summer! Have a great Solid.
Have a great Snake.
Have a great snake. Honestly, I feel like this whole episode, we just kept getting so excited and interrupted each other. And we're cutting out like half of it. This episode is so long.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Sorry, June.
Patrons. Thank you so much for sons and daughters of the Patreon. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you
so much for watching.
Thank you for all the patrons.
Reminder, our merch will be on sale for 2 weeks after the podcast ends. So you have until October 1st. Some stuff might be sold out.
There are some stuff that is already sold out. So get your merch while you can. Wait, and October 1st. So get it.
Oh, oopsies. Yes. I thought some stuff was close to selling out. Not that it's already.
No, she said that the coasters were sold out.
Oh, no more coasters.
Sorry, guys.
We love you. We appreciate you. Mm-hmm. We care for you. And the word of the day
is...
Is it snake? Is it solid?
I was going to say snake, but it's too easy, isn't it?
But is that so bad? It could be boss.
Bosh. Yeah,
do boss. Liquid. Boss? All right. Please write us a comment with the word boss in it. I want to see it.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
Thank you, guys. Sorry for the long episode.
We love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hugs.
Hugs.
Bye-bye. Hugs.
Bye. Hugs.
Bye.